From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Boise, Idaho, a Saudi man, Sami Omar al-Hussein, has been found not guilty on charges he gave material support to terrorists. The University of Idaho graduate student had been charged with giving computer support to groups calling for a jihad against the U.S. His case was considered a test of government efforts to prosecute people for lending any kind of support to terrorism. Joining us now is NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, this fellow sounds like he was a webmaster of sorts.
That's right. He was helping websites that were oriented around the Muslim community to put up their messages. Hussein was a computer science student at the University of Idaho when he was arrested. And the government said that he presented the face to the public that he was a studious family man. But in fact, his private face was that of someone who promoted extreme jihad through these websites, and that he provided recruitment and funding for terrorism by helping these organizations promote their violent cause through these websites. The government in court displayed a chart of more than a dozen websites that posted fatwas from Saudi sheikhs that were praising suicide martyr attacks in Chechnya, Israel, and in other places. One website asked Allah to destroy the Russian army and to make their wives into widows. So there are all of these emotional appeals for Muslim fighters to take part in jihad in these countries. And the government said that al-Hussein was helping to post these messages that asked Muslims to give money some of the time to prohibited organizations such as Hamas, which, as you know, has been promoting terrorism in Israel.
Now, al-Hussein did not deny that he worked on those websites,
right,
but he said he didn't break the law. How did his attorneys explain that?
Well, he said that he was a community-oriented person who was getting involved with websites that were talking about Islam. Some of those websites posted messages, he said, that were against jihad, and some of them posted messages that were for jihad. But in any case, he said those weren't his messages. He does not believe in violence, he said. He condemned the 9/11 attacks, and he was known as somebody who did not support violence. However, his attorney said that whether he supported violence or not, speech like this is protected in any case. And they strongly criticized the government's effort to try to put somebody in jail simply on the basis of what they said, or in his case, on the basis of what they helped other people to say.
The administration has been trying to cut off material support for terrorists, and I'm wondering if the USA Patriot Act has made it easier for them to do that.
Well, they say it has, and they have used the USA Patriot Act and a related law from 1996 to put people in jail in Lackawanna, New York, you recall, in Portland, Oregon, based on not on the idea that they actually committed terrorist act, but that they were actually providing support by giving money or by getting training from terrorist groups or with terrorist groups. This law, however, has been under challenge, and an appeals court in California has said that the provision of the earlier law that tried to outlaw providing personnel and training was unconstitutional. Another judge in a lower court has said that the portion of the Patriot Act that says you can't give expert advice to terrorists is also unconstitutional because it basically infringes on free speech. Now, these are not final judgment. They haven't actually gotten to the Supreme Court. They haven't become the law of the land. But those rulings and this particular failure of a government prosecution effort, I think, is going to have prosecutors thinking twice before they try to go after people who are this far away from actual attacks, who only were somewhat involved.
Just quickly, Larry, is this a setback for the administration?
The administration says it's not, that they will continue to go after these people. And I should point out, this man could still face trial for fraud and visa fraud charges that the jury could not agree on. They were hung on those charges. He will still be deported, and he could face a jail term because of those charges.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.